It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A classroom that's used as a prayer room at Liberty High School in Frisco got the attention of the Texas Attorney General's office last week. The office sent a letter raising constitutional concerns. The Frisco superintendent calls the letter a publicity stunt. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, prayer rooms are just one way public schools in Frisco and across Texas accommodate students and religion.
Tim Boyer was so unhappy about the prayer room at Liberty High that he went to this week's Frisco School Board meeting to speak his mind.
Liberty High School is not a mosque. It's not a synagogue. It's not a tabernacle. It's not a temple. It's not a church. It is a school.
The Frisco School District says it hasn't violated any state or federal laws by having a prayer room and that the room is open to students of all faiths. It's not clear how many public schools in Texas have prayer rooms or designated areas where students can pray, but they are in some schools across the state and country.
You may hear it said sometimes that prayer's been kicked out of public schools, but in fact, what has been determined by the courts is that schools can't compel prayer.
That's Joy Baskin. She's the director of legal services with the Texas Association of School Boards. She says prayer rooms are acceptable. That's because, legally, schools can give students time to pray, whether it's during free time or a lunch period. They can give students passes to leave class to pray or leave campus for religious education.
It's a concept that courts have looked at for many years. It's called release time, and it's the idea that in order to follow a tenet of faith, the student is briefly excused.
Time for prayer isn't the only religious accommodation you'll find in public schools. Students can wear a head covering, for example, or schools can meet students' dietary restrictions due to their religion. Baskin says all of this is okay as long as it's not an undue burden on the school.
There are students in Texas who have asked to be excused all day on Fridays, every Friday, in order to attend religious services on Friday. And most districts have considered that an undue burden because of the amount of class that the students would miss.
Liberty High established a prayer room in part because Muslim students were leaving school on Fridays to pray, and they were gone for about 2 hours. Kelly Shackelford is president and CEO of First Liberty Institute in Plano. It's a legal organization that focuses on religious freedom. He says the Texas Attorney General's office raises valid concerns, but what he's heard so far from the Frisco School District also falls in line with what his group supports.
It's fine to have an accommodation, a place for students where they can pray, as long as they're neutral, as long as they provide the same accommodations for other students, other faiths.
Shackelford says the more common legal battles involving schools and religion are when a school is trying to shut down religious expression. He says some schools fear that they're going to get in trouble if religion or religious expression happens in the school.
The law is that we don't want the government, you know, which is running the schools, to push religion or try to force anybody into a particular religion, but to provide the students who have perfect freedom under the First Amendment to live out their faith.
The Islamic Center of Frisco has released a statement in support of the school district's efforts. The group says it was astonished the letter from the Attorney General's office came a day after the district's interfaith breakfast with religious leaders. Saba Ilyas is a board member of the Islamic Center. She says people have been stopping by the Frisco Mosque daily to ask questions about Islam.
I have seen the dynamic of Frisco change. We used to be the only minority in our elementary school, you know, 10 years ago, and now that's not the case. So the dynamic is definitely changing, and what I'm seeing more are people who want to know, and they're reaching out.
Ilyas says that face-to-face interaction is a better way to build understanding rather than sending a letter. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Each week in the Artist Spotlight, we explore the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, comic Aaron Arianpour. He's toured, been on TV, and become a mainstay in the Texas comedy scene. He's headlining the Dallas Comedy Festival this weekend. Arianpour says he started in comedy because he wanted to stand on a stage like George Carlin or Gary Shandling. So that's where Aaron Seek's Jerome Weeks caught up with him.
We're at the Backdoor Comedy Club in Dallas.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incomparable Aaron Arianpour.
Thank you. That's great. A lot of you looking at me like you don't know who the hell I am. That's fine. If you've seen America's Got Talent, if you've seen Last Comic Standing, if you've seen The Tonight Show, I have seen all those programs as well, so we're all on the same page.
Actually, the North Texas comic has appeared on the Fox TV show, Laughs. He's toured with comic Maz Gibrani and shared a stage with Richard Lewis. He has his own album out. So Arianpour's being modest, and that suits his regular Family Guy persona. That stand-up persona is something he is and something he's created. After all, he's a guy who grew up in Denton, the son of an Iranian immigrant, and he deliberately kept Arianpour as his stage name.
Growing up here, I was always made to feel like I had to answer for my last name. Not out of any vindictiveness or anything like that, but that doesn't mean that I didn't grow up feeling like an outsider. I've had to live with this name, and I've had to explain it. I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to make you learn it.
The thing that's weird about stand-up is, like, the audiences will eventually tell you how they perceive you.
For more than 15 years, Paul Varghese has shared stages and tours with Arianpour. At different times, they've even been voted the funniest comic in Texas. Varghese is an Indian American with a dark complexion, which is why he says he feels he has to address race in his comedy. Arianpour has light skin. His ethnic background isn't as apparent.
It doesn't fit their physical description of somebody from Iran. So the vibe they get is the guy that lives next door. You know, it's very relatable.
Arianpour doesn't avoid ethnic issues. As he says, they're just not at the top of his mind. Not like the way his wife, Nicole, orders in restaurants. Or the way their two young sons have no idea about birthday gifts for mom.
If you don't buy gifts from the kids to their mom, there's no initiative whatsoever. Preschoolers broke. I don't mind buying her the gifts. I'm just tired of coming up with the ideas. I'm out. I was like, all right, boys, gather around. I need fresh ideas for mommy. 12-year-old, what you got? Nothing? Thanks. You, new guy. Any ideas?
Varghese says, starting out, he and other Dallas comics felt Arianpour was already the natural one on stage. But he was actually the youngest of the bunch.
I think if anything that's changed for Aaron over the years, it's his material is just better. Before, I think he was looking for observational stuff, and now that's not as important to him as talking about his family.
Offstage, the 38-year-old Arianpour is not a wisecracker needing an audience. He's thought deeply about stand-up, about things like using his family life for material.
They didn't sign on for this. My wife had married me 6 months before I even thought about doing stand-up. So I try to keep that in mind and, you know, honor that as much as I can.
Arianpour says he first got on stage because he wanted to stand where Gary Shandling and Chris Rock stood. Now the stage is the one place where he gets to play. It's where he doesn't feel self-conscious anymore. He doesn't even suck in his gut.
It takes a while to stop being a caricature of a comedian and start being yourself. And the moment you're yourself, things really start to open up for you.
4 years ago, Arianpour turned down a major job offer as an art director to focus on his comedy. He still works part-time in design, but he has steady comedy gigs, corporate events, voiceover work.
I got to work my first cruise this last fall. I guess technically that makes me a cruise ship comedian, which is not the goal.
What is the goal? Well, stardom. But Arianpour says what he'd really like to do is maybe an illustrated children's book or an animated project, something that combines his cartooning abilities, his writing, and his comedy. Comedy transforms things. It may sound trite, he says, but it's a little like the blues that way.
You take all these things in your life where you felt mistreated or all the ways that you fall short, and then you turn it into something joyous for other people to dance along to or clap to.
There is, he says, nothing better. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Aaron Arianpour performs Saturday at the Dallas Comedy Festival. Catch a video of him at artandseek.org/spotlight. And for the evening, cloudy skies later on. There's a 20% chance of rain later this evening, low around 65. Tomorrow, cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms, high near 78. It's currently 84 degrees in Dallas, 83 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.